Hi everyone, this is Mrs. Brown. I'm teaching 3rd through 5th grade at NOLA Online, but I'm usually at Wellsville Elementary teaching 4th grade. Today I'm reading Chapter 17, At the Clinic. Bet loved going to Mom's veterinary clinic. If it were up to him, he would go with her every time she had to work late instead of staying home with Janie. But Mom said that as much as she loved having Bat at work with her, all his questions sometimes kept the vet techs from doing their jobs. Bat tried not to ask so many questions, but there were so many interesting things to ask questions about. Today, you can help Lawrence with baths, Mom told Bat as she drove him the 3 miles from the Saw-Wet School to the small brick building marked Valerie Tam, DVM. Janie was always trying to get Mom to rename her veterinary clinic something else. Something fun, she'd say. Something creative. So far, she had suggested the Furry Friends Clinic, Pause for a Moment Veterinarian, Nose to Tail and Everything in Between, and her favorite, the Pawspital. But Bat liked seeing Mom's name on the side of the building. It was like she was a celebrity. I'm good at baths, Bat said. Yes, said Mom. You are. When he pulled open the heavy glass door at the front of the brick building, Bat was overwhelmed by smells and sounds. The lavender peppermint spray they used to clean up pet accidents, the wet dog scent of shampooing going on in the back room, barking, barking, barking. A phone ringing, people talking, a cat's yowl. If there were this much ruckus at school, or the playground, or anywhere else at all, Bat would definitely need his earmuffs. But here, the sounds and the smells didn't bother him. Even the flickering fluorescent light didn't irritate him. Very much. Suzanne stood behind the counter, running a lady's credit card through the machine with one hand, while she answered the ringing phone with the other. Dr. Tam's office, she said, waving hello at Bat as he walked by. He waved back, but he didn't say anything because he didn't want to bother her. It used to be that he didn't notice if people were busy with other things, but he was way better now. At least, he usually was. An old lady, old like a grandmother, sat on the bench in the waiting room. She held a box on her lap. Bat stopped in front of her. What kind of animal do you have in that box? It's my cat, Pickles, the lady said. He's not feeling 100%. What are his symptoms? Bat asked. Are you the veterinarian? The lady asked. No, said Bat. Not yet. Ah, said the lady. Well, he has indigestion, and he hasn't been very hungry lately. There were lots of things that could be. Bat looked up at his mom, who stood next to him, listening. She shrugged. I'll have to examine Pickles to know what's wrong, she said. Then she turned to the lady. I'll see you and Pickles in just a minute or two. I hope Pickles feels better soon, Bat said. Then he followed Mom through the door that separated the waiting room from the back and watched as she took her white coat from its hook. She put it on. And then Mom was Dr. Tam, a veterinarian, better than a superhero. One day, Bat would also have a jacket just like Mom's. It would be white, and it would have 5 buttons, and it would have the words Dr. Tam, DVM, embroidered just above his heart. Of this, Bat was 99.9% sure, because that was as sure as you could be about anything. I've got to go see patients, Mom said. You stay close to Lawrence and be a help, okay? Hey, Bat Boy, what's up? Lawrence was the only person who called Bat, Bat Boy. Mom rescued a skunk kit and we're raising it. She says we have to give him to a rescue in a month. Well, 3 weeks now, but I'm going to change her mind. We named him Thor, Bat said. Lawrence laughed. I know all about the kit, he said. Who do you think is taking care of him while you're at school? You are, said Bat. Are you doing a good job? Lawrence rumpled Bat's hair, and Bat smoothed it down again. "Of course I'm doing a good job," Lawrence said. "It's the only kind of job I know how to do. Look." He reached into the neck of his shirt and pulled out the strangest necklace Bat had ever seen. It was made of t-shirt material and ended in a little pouch, just big enough for cradling a skunk kit. "Is Thor in there?" Bat asked. Lawrence nodded. "Yep. The little guy seemed kind of lonely in the kennel, so I made a sling for him out of one of my old t-shirts last night. See? Snug as a bug in a rug." Lawrence opened the pouch so Bat could see inside. There was Thor, curled into a sweet little sleeping ball. "Can I wear him?" Bat asked. "Of course. We don't want to get him wet when I'm washing the dogs. Here." Very carefully, Lawrence pulled the sling up over his head and then lowered it over Bat's. But the sling, which had barely reached Lawrence's chest, sank all the way to Bat's belly button. "We can fix that," said Lawrence, and he looped the fabric into a knot behind Bat's neck to shorten the sling. "There," he said, "now you're a marsupial bat." "There are no marsupial bats," Bat said. "Marsupial infants need to have strong arms and claws to climb into their mother's pouch. Bats have wings." Bat peered into the pouch to see if Thor had been disturbed by the movement, but the kit was still fast asleep. "He's got more fur than he had this morning," Bat said. "I can see the black and white growing in."
"They grow up so fast," Lawrence said. "You seem bigger than last time I saw you, too."
"Not you," said Bat, closing up the pouch and tucking it into his shirt. "You're already all the way big." Lawrence grinned.
"If I get any bigger, I'll have to buy special order shoes. I already wear the biggest size the shoe store sells."
"Good thing you're too old to grow," Bat said.
"Good thing indeed," said Lawrence. Then he said, "Thor is a great name, Bat. Did you come up with it?"
"No," said Bat. "Janie did."
"You're a lucky kid to have such a creative sister," Lawrence said. "Did you thank her?"
"No," said Bat. "Not yet."
"Well, there will be time for that later," Lawrence said. "How about assisting me with some baths?"
Usually, Bat would do just about anything to help Lawrence with baths, but now, with Thor in the sling curled up and asleep, "I don't know," Bat said.
"Don't worry about the kit," Lawrence said. "You can wear an apron, and I'll do all the soapy stuff."
Lawrence draped a green apron around Bat's neck. Bat tried to make sure it wasn't pressing too tight against the sling as Lawrence tied the waist strap.
"All good?" Lawrence asked.
"I can't tell if Thor is still breathing," Bat said. "Maybe it's too tight." Lawrence untied the strap and Bat took off the apron. He pulled open the sling and peered inside. There was Thor, still tightly curled into a little ball, still fast asleep.
"He's okay," sighed Bat.
Lawrence patted Bat's shoulder.
"Maybe you can just keep me company today. How does that sound, Bat boy?"
"Better," said Bat. "I can supervise."
"Good idea," Lawrence said. "You can tell me when I use too much soap."
"That's easy," said Bat, following Lawrence into the holding room where the dogs waited in separate kennels for their bath. "You always use too much soap." Bat climbed up on a counter across from the big silver wash basin and watched as Lawrence bent down to open the far kennel. He scooped up a shaggy white poodle who didn't look very happy about what was about to happen.
"You're okay, Jeff," Lawrence said. He was using his soothing voice, calm and deep.
"Jeff is a funny name for a poodle," Bat said.
"Well, Bat's a funny name for a kid," Lawrence answered, setting Jeff into the wash basin before smiling at Bat.
Bat smiled back. Then Lawrence got to work, slipping Jeff's head into a restraint so he couldn't jump out of the tub, then turning on the faucet and running his hand under the water to check its temperature before he started spraying down the dog.
"That's a new restraint, isn't it?" Bat asked.
"Good eye," said Lawrence.
He shut off the water and began massaging shampoo into Jeff's curly pelt.
"The other one was getting rusty, so I ordered this new model."
"Is that a suction cup connecting it to the wall?"
"It sure is," said Lawrence, "and a strong one, too.
He grabbed a hold of the rope and tugged on it to show Bat how well it was connected to the wall. But with a loud pop, the suction cup came free. Jeff didn't waste any time. With an excited yip, he scrambled over the lip of the wash basin and leaped to the ground, bubbles everywhere. He slipped and slid when he landed, his nails scraping across the linoleum floor. Lawrence reached to grab him, but Jeff was too fast. He scrambled toward the door. Bat pulled his legs up onto the counter and crossed them, one arm wrapping protectively around Thor in his sling. The air smelled like warm, wet dog and strawberry shampoo. Lawrence's fingers were inches away from Jeff when his heel found a puddle of soapy water. One moment he was standing, and the next moment he was flat on his back. "Are you okay?" Bat asked, but he didn't climb down from his perch. His first priority was keeping the kit safe and dry.
"I've been better," Lawrence groaned.
Jeff, who had discovered that the door was closed tight, returned to peer down at Lawrence. He lowered his head and lovingly licked Lawrence's cheek with his long pink tongue.